Joseph Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, 6/19/76. Patient comes in, he's a, today's 10/25/24, 48-year-old gentleman, comes in today for a DOT physical. His blood pressure was found to be 175 over 100. So we told him that he cannot have a DOT physical to get his blood pressure under control. He's been told he has high blood pressure but has not been on any medication. He's under a lot of stress because his wife left him to have 5 children, and he also has a tooth decay that he's been dealing with for some time. Nevertheless, he's a smoker. He needs to lose weight. I cannot rule out sleep apnea, and he cannot have a DOT physical with the blood pressure elevation. Medication, currently none. Medical problems? None. Surgery? None. Social? He drinks occasionally. He does smoke. He doesn't use drugs. Allergy? None. COVID immunization? None. Contributory. Blood pressure? 175 over 100. 74, 22, 97.1, 98. Heart positive, swamp positive, restored lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, mixture, JVD, skin shows, no rash around mucosa with hand lesion. Your analysis that was done today is negative, number one. Number two, hypertension. Norvasc 10 milligram once a day. Number two, he's going to come back tomorrow for his blood pressure. After he gets his blood pressure under control. Number three, he has to have his physical done by the 27th. Next one is dental caries, Amoxil 500, 1 TID. Next number, he needs blood work, which we'll address later. Next number, he needs to lose weight. Next number, he needs to address sleep apnea and other issues, but he doesn't want to talk about that at this time. Next number, we'll get everything under control. Oh, family history, he does have family history of hypertension and diabetes, by the way, put that in there. Next one is returned tomorrow after he's had 2 doses of his medication. Explained above to patient at length before leaving. Thank you.